You can connect with more South Dakota nonprofits this South Dakota Day of Giving. Go online, southdakotagives.org. The money you donate supports the values you believe in. Lakota Vogel is executive director of the Four Bands Community Fund. It's an organizational leader in community and economic development through dedication to Lakota values. Lakota Vogel is on the phone with us now. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us a little bit about the Four Bands Community Fund, please.
Sure. Four Bands Community Fund is a national native CDFI, and CDFI stands for Community Development Financial Institution. And we receive our certification from the Department of Treasury, and there's thousands of CDFIs nationwide, but there are about 75 to 76 specifically serving Native communities throughout the nation, and there are about 9 in the state of South Dakota. And we are lucky to be among them and one of them. And we've been working on the Cheyenne River community since 2000, but in 2013, we recognized the need across the state of South Dakota, so now we support all Native entrepreneurs across South Dakota and starting any of their business ideas that they have.
Mm. Tell me a little bit about the South Dakota Day of Giving and how you've embraced as an organization, in different and creative ways. What do you hope for from this day?
Yeah, I think this day is a lot more than just asking folks to, open up their pocketbooks. I think this day is about what we do best in South Dakota is come together and support causes. And, we are a state that's really great for corporations and the economies. And, the Native economy is part of that as well. And we're excited to be a part of that and speak on behalf of what Native entrepreneurs can contribute to the economy, especially for the state of South Dakota. So during this Day of Giving, we're asking anybody interested in supporting us in a goal of about 2,500 so we can support about 100 entrepreneurs in taking a 6-week business development class. In this class, they learn everything from the basics of starting a business and how to succeed and run your business. And we graduate about 100 of these entrepreneurs annually anyways, and what the $25, if each person would give that much, would do would just help offset some of the book costs that we have or that we incur when we do this class.
And there are people listening right now who could meet that goal in a heartbeat. And one of the things we have as conversations frequently on this show about business and technology and what's happening in the world, we often talk about ethics and you can start a business, but what's the right way to do it? And talk a little bit about traditional Lakota values and how that conversation is not sometimes not even necessary in a room full of indigenous business leaders, because there's a certain value system already in place.
Yeah, correct. I think that when we talk about business opportunities, it's usually families coming to us with an idea of how to stabilize their household income so that they can better support their family's dreams and sort of take their family into that next level of wealth generation. So we don't really hear a lot of entrepreneurs stating that they want to, be the next millionaire to come out of the state. It's mainly just to help them support their families and possibly, make enough income so they can go on a family vacation.
Yeah. What does it mean for, the continuation of Lakota communities, Lakota families, Lakota values in general? I was just watching something on Facebook the other day with a business where they started a tour in Pine Ridge and were taking people around and showing them, some of the significant sites and really introducing people from all over the world to Lakota culture. There's a lot at stake here.
Yeah, there's a lot at stake, and I think there's a lot of opportunity to use the work that we do in building economies to challenge some of the assumptions made about working in Native communities. So we do like to invite people to come out to visit, and we have quite a few entrepreneurs that do that type of business and want to bridge those gaps. But really, in the discussion in South Dakota, the discussion is mainly rural and reservation are similar. And there are their differences, but we need to talk about them, the more similarities between our entrepreneurs than there are the differences.
Right. How difficult is it for these entrepreneurs to find capital, to access the financing that they need, to bring a great idea to the next level?
You know, it is difficult, and it's mainly just in a rural setting. You have a limited amount of banks available to us. We don't have the large J.P. Morgans and things like that. So a lot of our small banks are stretched thin with what they are providing families, and a lot of that is in the ag market. So when you have an entrepreneur that wants to start up a coffee shop, it's a little more difficult when the banks have the regulators requiring them to bring, you know, the right types of, I guess, formula, or bring the right ingredients, you know, to the table, right, so that they can meet the regulation standards.
Tell me a little bit more about the business development class. Let's talk about that and really the journey that folks can go on in that 6 weeks of really clarification of an idea and figuring out the next stages of development.
Right. Yeah, it's a great class. It's so fun to see people bring their idea there. And usually that's what we do, is we just provide the space for their idea and give them the resources to grow the idea. And of the, you know, graduates that we have about 25% of them that can go to actual start up a business in about 6 months, except we like to talk about those folks that actually don't start their businesses because of the, you know, failure rate of small businesses across America. So a lot of the times they have an idea, but maybe they don't have the right pieces in place to make it come to fruition quite yet. But we do think that we're creating stronger citizens, you know, of societies once they learn about how businesses work and what you need to make businesses work. You even create better consumers sometimes if they don't start a business.
Right. Tell me about some good ideas that you've seen, some success stories from Four Bands Community Fund.
Yeah, we have quite a few. Like I said, we do statewide, so we have businesses all the way out in Rapid City to Sisseton, and a lot of them are people with a passion, such as like a hairstylist who really enjoys, you know, making people feel beautiful. And then you've got restaurant owners who have went to culinary school and are bringing their skill sets home to their small community and want to provide a space for people to have coffee and share the, you know, the newest foods or different tastes to the small communities. One of the most interesting ones is like we have a prairie dog eradication business, and that's always interesting. But that's
somebody
all
saw a need and said, I can meet that need if only I have the resources to do so. Lakota Vogel, Executive Director of the Four Bands Community Fund. So here's how it works. You go to SouthDakotaGives.org. You can go down to the F's, because it's all alphabetized. Find Four Bands Community Fund. You click on their logo there, their icon. Takes you right to their regular website. You learn more about them, and there's that red donate button, and then you can donate there. So, Lakota, thank you so much for being here with us today. We look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you.